Take me over. Make me over again. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Make me over again. Make me over again. Make me over again. Make me over again. Time after time I failed you, pushed aside when they already nailed you. Jesus, heal my open wounds. I just want to be more like you. Father, I let you down. What's not like you, just take it out. Reconcile me, Jesus. I just wanna please you. Wash me and make me whole. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Make me over again. Make me over again. Make me over again. Make me over again. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Make me over again. Make me over again. Make me over again. Make me over again. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. We call you Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, Miracle Worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you, I worship you. We call you Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Make me over again. Make me over again. Make me over again. Make me over again. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Make me over again. 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 At this moment, I'm going to...
Well, praise the Lord. Let's go before him in prayer. Lord, you are a way maker. You are a miracle worker. You are a promise keeper. You are a light in the darkness. Yes, that's who you are. And God, as we celebrate this day today, God, we see that to be true, that you brought us through, God. Oh, my God. God, thank you so much for bringing us through to this point today. God, thank you for giving us an opportunity to get together this morning and just shout and praise you. Thank you, God, for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Lord God, who were obedient to the call, to start the master's call. Oh, God, thank you for the fruits of their labor. Now, God, we just ask that you continue to bless them, strengthen them, direct them, guide them, protect them, increase them more and more, them and their household, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the 17th day of our fast. And as we read our affirmations, Lord, that we meditate on them, knowing that it does bring forth light, Lord, knowing in the name of Jesus that whatever we speak, God, it shall be accomplished, God. And we thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for each and every family member who has joined us today. Protect us, O God. Watch over us. Keep us safe in the name of Jesus. And God, let us celebrate in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we pray for Washington, D.C., God, and the safety of it. Now, God, we thank you for the speaker who's going to bring us a word this morning. Father, we know that you have already downloaded a rhema word that our ears need to hear, oh God. But not only that our ears need to hear, but God, that we need to hear, that we obey it. God, we ask that you bless them indeed, that you strengthen them, order their footsteps, God. Now we bind Satan in the name of Jesus because he has absolutely no place on this call, nor any of his cohorts, because that's the authority you've given to us. So we cast them out in Jesus' name because this call is covered by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and we give you praise, dear God, and we call it done. Hallelujah and amen. Well, my TMC family, it has been a pleasure to greet you this morning. And as I always say, family, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I love me some you. Happy Inauguration Day. Host, are you there?
I am here. Minister Willow, are you able to hear me?
Yes, and again, happy birthday, Minister Sharon. God bless you, Minister.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us this morning. To Psalmist Kalen, thank you so much for bringing us into the throne room, into the presence of God. We bless God for you, and thank you so much for allowing your gifts to be magnified and glorified this morning. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with Jesus' joy this morning, for this is a day of celebration here in the United States of America. It is Inauguration Day, the first month, January, the date 20, and the year 2021, so 1-20-2021, Inauguration Day. For the United States of America, definitely history is in the making. I mean, it is going to be a phenomenal day because we are commanding the morning to be phenomenal, to be eventless only with the things of celebration. We come against anything that would hinder us in the name of Jesus, and we welcome you to this, the Master's Call, on this 17th day of our fast. Oh my gosh, well, God is definitely doing great things. And so I heard so many new callers come on the line this morning. I just want to give you a brief background of what this platform is all about. So this is a telecommunication sanctuary, Call the Master's Call. It started back October 25th, 2010. Over 10 years ago, we just celebrated in 2020 our 10th year, and we are moving forward. And so God definitely has been enriching, empowering, and enhancing our lives as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. And it would not have been possible if it was not for our two co-founders, yes. If they did not say, okay, Lord, yes, I'm going to do it, they could have said no, but I'm so glad that they didn't because it allows for us to be here. So we got to give a shout out this morning to Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for saying yes to God's mission and mandate. And so now we have this, the Master's Call. And you're probably wondering, well, how did that get started anyway? Well, at that particular time, most of us were all a part of a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life. And you got to have some type of supplements. Yeah, we got all kind of businesses going on and everything. But you got to have some type of supplements in your body each and every single day. And we just happen to use these. Artist Life, it's a company that's been around for over 31 years, founded by the Diaz de Leon family, Antonio Diaz de Leon. And now it is a family business, a Christian-based family business. called Artist Life. And as the slogan says, an appointment with artists will change your life. But I say, Tiffany says, only if you let it. Why? Because it requires you to make a decision. So if you don't know anything about it, get back with the person that invited you to this call, and they will share with you what it's all about. Now, let me say something. In 2021, God's strategic, shifting, prophetic, suddenly, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. That's Mark chapter 16, 15 through 20. That is the mission statement that we all are standing on here in 2021 on the Master's Call. Today, again, I said it's fast day number 17. So what does that mean? Today, our declaration, and then you can, if you are not a part of the fast, you still have time to join. Some people are doing it for 21 days, and others, we're doing it for 40. But if this is your day one, make it your day one. But I'm just saying, you want to make sure that you get on and on this train that is definitely moving into a whole different level. So today we want to make sure that we're spending quality time. The scripture references are Isaiah 55 and 11, Hebrews 1 and 14, Job chapter 22, 29 through 28, and Psalm 115, 14. And it reads, spending quality time today, speaking, delivering, and declaring total breakthrough in every area of our lives. Read your affirmation. Some of you may have not even written your affirmation. So I'm going to say, write your affirmations today and read them. Announce to the atmosphere, announce to the atmosphere the affirmation which activates our ministering angels to move on our behalf. Very key. The Bible says to write the vision and make it plain. Each and every single day, we have the opportunity to head over to the New Morning Motivational Call, which will give you more information about Artist Life. Today, it is Awareness Wednesday, and the Phenomenal Flanagans will be over there giving you information, and I will give you the topic in shortly. I want to make sure that I say happy, happy birthday to our psalmist, our evangelist, our prophetess out there, Minister Sharon Stower. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minister Sharon. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God continue to keep you. He's already blessing you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Now, at this time, without further ado, I would like to bring to the line none other than one of our co-founders, who is victorious, he is anointed, he is necessary for this time and for this season and for all seasons. She is saved, she is sanctified, and she is our appointed speaker for this day. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Truly my sunshine, Minister Tiffany, for it to be 5 in the morning out there on the West Coast. We truly hear the sunshine and the love of God in your voice, and we thank you for all you do, especially hosting this call on this special inauguration day. Again, a big shout out of gratitude to our psalmist, Kaylin. The anointing on your voice, daughter, just such a sweet spirit, ushering us into the very presence of our Lord and Savior. We thank you. We thank Minister Willa for greeting and seating our Master's Call family, our Artist Life family. We thank God for all of you, guests, family, and friends. We want to thank and celebrate our dear Minister Sharon. She told us the other day, it's 64 years of life. And we thank God for you. You are such a blessing to this entire TNC family. We love and appreciate you. And I'm just speaking a beautiful day for you today. To my co-founder, heard her shout out earlier this on the call today, Dr. P.K. Roberts there in Monticello, Mississippi, as we celebrate today and we prayed for today. Love and appreciate you and all that you stand for. We are again in the midst of this fast, so kingdom greetings to all of you. This is truly a new beginnings today. We have experienced and seen some warfare like we've never seen before just to get to this inauguration day, but our God is faithful. I'm going to continue in the series that I've been ministering on as we've been talking about this corporate fast, and I thank Minister Tiffany for reading the directives for today. The directives every day are very, very powerful, very, very important, because if you are just praying and don't have a direction, that's not good. If you're fasting and are not speaking forth the will of your God, that's just like a diet. We want to make sure that we're doing what God wants us to do. He said in Matthew 17:21 that some things do not come out but by prayer and fasting. So we've been in the midst of a series called Fasting and Prayer 101. Fasting and Prayer 101. We've had some phenomenal messages all week that undergird the purpose and the mission. You know, this call was birthed. The main and the consistent reason for this call was created to undergird artist life in prayer. This company has just celebrated over 31 years and has been through a lot. And for some of you, our family members who've been with us more than 2 or 3 years of the journey, you can give your own personal testimony, but God. And we had our first virtual conference this past weekend. It was absolutely awesome. Things don't happen just because we want them to happen. Things happen when the people of God pray and fast. So we are excited that so many different people are joining us and being a part of this corporate fast. All are welcome. But we have to every day stay focused and announce with your mouth what God has put in your heart and back it up with the word. And we've been talking about it. I've given in times past so that I could continue on our steps that FAST, the acronym, was faithfully allowing spiritual testing. Faithfully allowing spiritual testing, or faithfully allowing spiritual trials. You could use that T for time. We talked about 7 steps for observing a Daniel's fast. I talked about being specific. Then we talked about fast as a spiritual commitment. When you are faithful and stand up for something, you won't fall for just anything. That fasting gets us concise, gets us focused. It's a spiritual commitment. Thirdly, we talked about reflect your inner desire by external discipline. Our heart can want and desire things, but our flesh always argues and wants its way. So we have to discipline, crucifying the flesh. That's a daily discipline. Fourthly, we talked about pray to see habits or hobbies in our life that hinder health or cause sickness. Lee. All of us have had some bad habits that were not good for us, not healthy. We're a health and wellness company. So who better yet first when we look in the mirror? We need to ask God to help us with some unhealthy habits and hobbies that could cause sickness, and that we're changing it, we're reversing it. Fifthly, in our 7 steps for observing this fast was fast as a statement of faith to others. Fast is a statement of faith to others. You know, the old saying, I can't hear what you're saying for watching what you're doing. You know, sometimes our actions don't line up with our words, our conversation. And so we're fasting as a statement that we trust God. This company is built on faith, then family, lifestyle, and legacy. But faith is the foundation. And our fasting is a loud statement. Then 6, we talked about learn the effects of the food we eat. All these, this is the day, Awareness Wednesday. my God, when Queen Victoria comes on and alerts us of the different health challenges, but also the solutions that our products are able to afford. We don't make medical claims, but boy, do we have some phenomenal testimonies where we are aware of what we eat. Reggie, Diamond President Reggie has a saying that's like, whoa. He said, some of us are digging our grave every day with our fork. Yeah, Selah, let that one sink in. Some of us are digging our grave every day by what we put in our mouth with our fork. And then 7, yield all results to God. Yield all results to God. We are pressing to get closer to God, to be more intimate with God, to be his mouthpiece that has a message. And I talked previously about fast. The F was to be faithful, firm, and to stay focused. To be faithful, firm, and stay focused. Then we talked about the A was admit it and quit it. Admit that we have not done some things as well as we are able to do them. God's equipped us. Greater is he that's in us and he that's in the world. Admit it and quit it. Quit spiritualizing it and giving excuses that are not of God. And then thirdly, that S we talked about, see yourself already victorious. Always remind folks who I love, long before dream boards, long before the vision boards, long before the affirmations, the Bible says, call those things and be not as though they are. See yourself already walking it out. See yourself going across that stage as that royal platinum. See yourself releasing those 40, 50 pounds. See yourself no longer a diabetic. Call it in. See it. And then the T teaches us to trust God more so that we can pass every trial and every temptation and truly be triumphant in him, teaching us through this fasting and prayer to trust God more, confident expectation, so that we'll pass the fiery darts, so that we'll pass the temptation. We're talking about fasting and prayer 101, and with that prophetic theme this year, God's strategic shifting. Man, God has a strategy off the Holy Ghost press this year that is truly shifting us and sifting us. No one saw this pandemic and it lasting as long as it has, making us have a new normal and us having to adjust to it. Prophetic suddenlies. God has had words that have been pregnant for a long time that are suddenly giving birth and making ways out of no ways. But we're doing it finally with a holy standard. I always say it, no more sloppy agape. The church has been anemic because we've had so much sloppy agape, where we're still struggling on forgiveness. We're still struggling with handling our anger. We're still struggling with just being consistent with the word of God. No more sloppy agape. This fasting and prayer time is helping us get established, rooted and grounded in his word, where we won't even think about compromising. I was watching today R.T. Kendall. I love everything this man puts out. And he has a book out now just talking about how God is just straight up angry. He is angry at us. He's disappointed in us and he's angry at us. And he talked about 4 main things that God is angry about. And one of the main ones, the first one he mentioned was racism. And he talked about how black people, what they go through and what he never entertained as a white man growing up from Kentucky and how he saw the inconsistencies in season and how black people and people of color cried out, God. And he said, God is answering. Then he talked about God is mad about abortions, how 62 million lives have been aborted. And God has destroyed kingdoms. Destroyed kingdoms because they aborted the least of these. Of sacrifice, children, innocent. He talked about this theology of where we're compromising and allowing things into the church that contradict the word from the pulpit. Then he talked about homosexuality. He said, God is sick of it. And he prophesied that we're not sick enough yet because people haven't repented. But that's always the breeding ground for birthing a revival, a great awakening. And so we're going to learn the right lessons and let us be the church. And by us praying and fasting, we're doing our part. See, I started on where I'm going to hone in on my last 5 minutes this morning, the 12 examples of things to believe and practice for. I talked about we will hear God's voice, and it'll be planted desires in our heart in prayer. In other words, I will voice God's planted desires in my heart in prayer, from Psalms 37:4. Secondly, the power of God is working in our lives, the power of God. Mark 16 is still Mark 16. That 15th through 20th verse is still in the book for us. In our lives, we should see the miracle signs and wonders, not to have to run to a conference or a convention or get in a prayer line. Everything you need is in the house. Lay hands on your own belly and remind yourself the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, and all of heaven is backing you up. The power of God is still real. The blood still works. Kendall talked this morning about us not wanting to talk about the blood, the propitiation, the substitution, the price that was paid for our sins. And thirdly, I will make knowing God in me, with me, my highest priority. You won't have to be around us and wonder, are we saved? God is angry about these secret agent saints, 007. You'll listen to the same dirty jokes, and some of us, unfortunately, will repeat them. Bitter and sweet does not come out the same system. God is grieved about all these cussing saints. And then you want to justify it. How dare you? Fasting and prayer crucifies the flesh. Fourthly, I will believe God for increase. God wants to bless us to be a blessing. In 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenly, and holy standards are being established in us and through us so that the supernatural can be revealed. How's it happening? Fasting and prayer 101. Fifth, I believe God for greater strength. We quote it, but we got to believe it with everything inside of us. Nehemiah 8:10, the end of that verse says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Choose to notify your faith when your hormones are hollering and you want to be complaining, carol. Choose joy. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Choose, like on this inauguration day, to say thank God for new beginnings, whether I voted for him or not. But I know God says his mercies are new every morning, and this country needs a new day, a shifting and a sifting. And God is demanding it out of each and every one of us. And then six, God will not hold any good thing from you. And I'll stop there in Psalms 84, that 11th verse. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Means we got to be in Jehovah Tiskanu, in right relationship with our Savior. We ought to come into his presence first repenting, not asking for excuses. Yes, he'll give us his mercy. But some of us have been just some stubborn saints. And the prayer and fasting, my prayer every day, God, show me me. As I close and as we're continuing on this time of consecration, ask God to get rid of all those hiccups that come from hell inside of us when we stay in stubborn and won't ask for forgiveness, when we won't be patient with folks who were sure enough patient with us, when we won't help others and want to hold on us for no more. That's not the heart of God. And God is saying, demanding, insisting, especially in this time of prayer and fasting, for the church, that's you and I, to rise up and be his light and be the church. All we're saying this morning, prayer and fasting, 101 in 2021, 21 days to form a habit, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. The next time we're together, I'll start on that seventh one till we conclude. Challenging you, turn down your plate and turn your eyes toward Jesus. Lord, create in us a pure heart and renew a right spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for blessing us this morning. I cannot wait to hear the rest of this message. I will be giving you all information so you can hear the replay, but let us go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you because we have the victory today. We thank you, oh God, because you woke us up into this day. So that means that this is a day of opportunities, of possibilities, and of power, God. So we walk out of our doors with dominion, power, and authority, knowing that you are God. And greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. So I ask that you would fill Dr. Vanessa up until she overflows. Fill her up with your virtue. Fill her up with your increase. Fill her up with your favor, with your joy, with your peace, with your love, with your hope, God. And we just thank you for the words that you deposited into her, that she downloaded to us this morning, God. We ask right now that you would create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God, that as we go out today, God, that we will go out knowing that we are more than conquerors. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So we want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. You definitely want to go back and take notes and listen to the replay for this call. So please dial 712-432-1085, the access code 957-677-pound. And that will give you the replay, 1085, last four numbers, same number as you called in, but just change it to 1085. Also, we have a website, www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see our prayer directives. You will see information about this call from the inception at that website. Also, we will be headed over to the new Morning Motivational Call where it is Awareness Wednesday. Today, the topic is PCOS, which is Polycystic Ovarian Syndrome. The Phenomenal Flanagans will be talking about that today, educating us on PCOS. To call in, dial the same number. And so that you don't incur the charge, it will be 716-293-9707. And then you're going to dial 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Or if someone invited you and you didn't get that information, tell them to please text me the information so that I could join that call. I want to again say that our declaration for this day is to spend quality time today speaking, decreeing, and declaring total breakthrough in every area of our lives. Read and write your affirmation. Well, write them and then read them. And then announce to the atmosphere the affirmations which activate our ministering angels to move on our behalf. That is our declaration. And like I said, the information is on our website, themasterscall.net. Okay? So we love each and every single one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for bringing us into a time of worship this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for part one of that series. I can't wait to hear the rest. Again, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to Evangelist Minister Sharon Stowers, and to each and every single one of you, thank you so much for joining us here on The Master's Call. And we'll look forward to seeing you on tomorrow. Dr. Vanessa, come on back and give us our benediction for this day.
Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for all you've done. We thank you for what you're doing, and with great expectation and anticipation on this inaugural day, we ask your blessings to be upon the new beginnings for our president-elect and our vice president-elect as history is being made. Father, I just thank you for the safety, the peace, the protection, the anointing of Christ, that God, you will be glorified today all across this country and world as we witness this transference, Father, for this country to our 46th president. We thank you on this time of fasting and prayer for the many who have turned down their plate and cried out for you to intervene. Now, Father, as we leave this call, and many will ahead to Awareness Wednesday, we go to increase and apply the knowledge and gained understanding. We thank you, Father, that as we leave this call and go about our day, that we will keep our heart and mind tender, sensitive, focused, and faithful to you. And you, Spirit of the living God, have your way in our lives, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out and have an absolutely awesome inauguration day, and hope to hear many of you all on the Awareness Wednesday morning motivational call. Be blessed. Bye-bye.